Hello everybody, on the 7th of April. I had January in my head and then I had February in my head. I hope you're all well. I'm just sitting out here in the back and having a cup of tea. I was out here earlier as well and I was doing a Boot to VI talk, but anyway, people think I'm outside all the time. Well, and why not? Because it's beautiful weather for it. I hope everyone can hear me because I am using my Sennheiser headphones. I managed to blow up my other headphones the other day because I was listening back to a post I put up, the Easter one, and I think my Rode mic is too powerful for my headphones. Or else my iPhone is too powerful for my headphones. Oh, so yeah. Hope you're all well. I'm not too bad. Enjoying listening to posts. I've been listening away. Sometimes I'm doing it at night time, which I should be sleeping, which is really terrible. particularly last night, because I don't know what time I got to sleep. Some ridiculous hour. But the thing is, I did a post for yesterday for the Road to the Rising. For anyone who doesn't know, it's on www.rt.ie/1916. And I would have just loved to have been up in Dublin. Oh, it just sounded, oh my God, they went back. It's like 1915 and they're walking around and hairstyles and costume. And they reenacted a funeral. And I think there was a wedding. Derry Lawler, one of my followers, if you're all following him, he's from Dublin, and he put up a couple of recordings. The Barbers sounded really, really good, as did the first one as well, Boys and Girls. But it just sounded amazing, and they got a great turnout, apparently, so the news was saying anyway. So, but I listened to the history show what time was that? I think it was on, half one. And it was really brilliant, like, it was really, really good. And there were several people he was talking to. One of the most interesting pieces was, there was some film that was made in 1966. I can't remember the title of it. I don't think, no, it's not Resurrection. I can't remember, but it sounded amazing, and they were showing all 8 episodes yesterday. I don't know where, but Miles had some of the people. There was 5 or 6 people. He was talking to them, he interviewed them, and they were saying who they played and whatever and whatever. And so that sounded really good, and because I heard a clip of it. And I just love the old movies, yeah. And of course, there'd be no audio description in those days. sure, they were even silent, and back in the early 1915, all along there. they were saying how the Gresham was a ballroom, and it's just fabulous. So they were going along all the streets. So I have a recording of it, and if people want, I can put it up. I was trying to seriously edit it yesterday because Do you know what, Boss Jock? It's a pity you can't pause. You know when you double tap on the cart that's playing. It's a pity it doesn't stay at that point. But it's, like, because when you play it again, it goes back to the beginning. I'd love if there was a way to for it to stop, to stay where it is, and then just to continue. Because that way you could mix in things really well, far better than kind of, unless I'm missing something, but I don't think I am. I tried the playhead, the markers, and I know Jeff on Blind Abilities went through that. I cannot do it. I have no idea how to do that. I did it in one of them, and I managed to, I don't know what I did, I think I cut some out that I didn't, I don't know where I was going with the recording. So I don't know, I don't think you can mark from the start, excuse me, of the recording, because I wanted to get it from, I was trying to do it from the start up to a certain point, but I wasn't able to do it, so, and the mark out is completely different to the mark in. The mark in, you have to slide your finger from left to right, scrubbing, like a scrubbing motion, and then you stop and the playhead just stays where you stop. But it's very complicated. I don't really know how to do it. So I was trying to do that. I tried several times last evening, and oh sure, I started during the night as well, like, which is ridiculous. And then I listened yesterday to Irina. I think RTE should give me a job. and that was brilliant. That was on from 3 to 5. And Eddie Reader was over. And she did Thomas More's version of... Oh, what was it? Oh, I can't think. I know someone now will know straight away. I can't think of the name of it. But it was really nice. And Declan O'Rourke composed a song especially, and it's Children of 16, very sad. And there was another guy on, Fiac Moriarty, who's very good, and he took it from the stents from the British young soldier, and it was really, really good song as well. It was very, very good. There were poets on, Barry McGovern, I think was the name. Colin Keegan, he wrote a brilliant poem. Thinking like a homeless father or something like that, and he was relating it to, he was saying there's like the figure is like 16,000 today who are at risk of losing their homes, and apparently there are some not great landlords, we'll say, out there, and so he was relating it to, you know, back then to today. So he was what else? It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Who else was on? They all sang anyway with the RTE Orchestra. Yeah, it was a great program. So I got them. I was like, yeah, that was kind of getting them together yesterday. But if people want, I can maybe put up some stuff. I'll see, because it's like way over. I mean, the arena program was 2 hours, and the history show easily was 1.5 hours, I think. So and we only have an hour account on the subscribers here, so yeah. I don't know how I do that. I'd manage that one. Oh yeah, and they did John McCormack's Acushla. Oh, it was fabulous. And they performed what was the other one? They performed Orosha the Vahawalia, but they didn't sing it. It was just the orchestra playing it. So, and they read Padraig Pearse's Proclamation. Oh my goodness! And Roisin Dubh. Oh, this was performed as well. Another fabulous song. I remember one of my teachers wanted me to sing that. Never learnt it, fortunately. What else? It was really good. You swear I was up there live. I was up in the Gresham. Was it the Gresham they were in? I think it was the Gresham. I think so, yeah. But there were a number of speakers as well yesterday. There was talks about the health in those days, apparently, and just life, just the ordinary life. And there was a girl called Laura Laura, what was her name? Oh, I was on the Arena program. I'm sure you can pick them up on radio, or RT Radio 1, maybe the podcasts. I didn't go looking. What was it? I think the play is called Pals, and she was one of the, she's one of seven women, and she did a scene from Lizzie Brady. Her husband was in the Sixth Pavilion, and he absconded, and she found out, and she reported him, and basically she was saying how, because their, you know, her money was taken off her, you know, for her and the children, and it was really good, it was really sad. So that was all. That was all on yesterday. It was very good. The radio was brilliant. I don't know what TV showed. I know they should win the Shakes the Barley on the Sunday night. Easter Sunday. So but I didn't fancy watching that again. So next 2016 now is going to be huge next year. So be really big. It would have been brilliant. It's lovely here. I think they were saying up to 17 or something like that. So I hope everyone had a good Easter, and I shall talk to you all soon. Take care, everybody. Bye bye.